Entonces, jak prána vritya parituṣṭa ātmavān siddhyātya dūraṁ natatendriyā priyaḥ. Ma, not, agara, house, dara, wife, ātmajā, children, vita, bank balance, bandushu, among friends and relatives, sangha, association or attachment, yadi, f, syat, there must be, bhagavat priyeshu, among persons to whom the Supreme Personality of Godhead is very dear. Nah, of us, yah, anyone who, prana vritya, by the bare necessities of life, parituṣṭaha, satisfied, atmavan, who has controlled his mind and realized his self, siddhyati, become successful, adurati, very soon, na, not, tatha, so much, indriya priyaha, a person attached to sense gratification. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A. S. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. My dear Lord, we pray that we may never feel attraction for the prison of family life, consisting of home, wife, children, friends, bank balance, relatives, and so on. If we do have some attachment, let it be for devotees whose only dear friend is Krishna. A person who is actually self-realized and who has control his mind is perfectly satisfied with the bare necessities of life. He does not try to gratify his senses. Such a person quickly advances in Krishna consciousness, whereas others who are too attached to material things find advancement very difficult. Purport. When Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was requested to explain the duty of a Vaishnava, a Krishna conscious person, he immediately said, Asat Sangha Tyag, a Vaishnava Achara. The first business of a Vaishnava is to give up the association of persons who are not devotees of Krishna, who are too attached to material things, wife, children, bank balance, and so on. Prahlad Maharaj also prays to the personality of Godhead that he may avoid the association of non-devotees attached to the materialistic wave of life. If he must be attached to someone, he prays to be attached only to a devotee. A devotee is not interested in unnecessarily increasing the demands of the senses for gratification. Of course, as long as one is in this material world, one must have a material body and it must be maintained for executing devotional service. The body can be maintained very easily by eating Krishna prasad. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 9:26, Patram pushpam phalam toyam yome bhaktya prayakshati tat aham bhakti upakritam ashnami prayatmana. If one offers me with love and devotion a leaf, a flower, fruit, water, I will accept it. Why should the menu be unnecessarily increased for the satisfaction of the tongue? Devotees should eat as simple as possible. Otherwise, attachment for material things will gradually increase, and the senses, being very strong, will soon require more and more material enjoyment. Then, the real business of life, to advance in Krishna consciousness, will stop. Om Ajnanat Nirandasya Jnananjana Sulakaya Chukchuru Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangulangayate Girim Yat Kripa Tamaham Vande Shri Guru Andinatanam Uchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vatsadi Guru Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So we continue with the prayers of Prahlad Maharaj. So yesterday we read that Prahlad Maharaj is desiring or giving the characteristic of a sadhu. He wishes everyone to have good fortune for everyone, and all the envious persons will be pacified. So may all living entities become calm by practicing bhakti yoga. For by accepting devotional service, they will think of each other's welfare. So in that mood, Prahlad Maharaj, in the mood of loving everyone, because he's a pure devotee, now he's warning us of the dangers of material life, and also the what is feeding the root of our disease, which is envy toward the Lord and other living entities. So he's praying here regarding the attachments He said, Agara Dara Atmaja Bita Bandhu Shu. He said, house, wife, children, Bita, balance, Sangha. This is preventing us from the materialistic association, which is associated in here with the prison of family life. Queen Kunti also prays to Krishna in the same way. He prays to Krishna to cut all his attachment for relatives. So this is a topic that comes in Srimad Bhagavatam many times, attachment and detachment. Prahlada Maharaj explained, if we do have some attachment at all, let it be for devotees, whose only dear friend is Krishna. And then he describes some qualities of the devotees. A person who is actually self-realized and who has controlled his mind is perfectly satisfied with the bare necessities of life. He does not try to gratify his senses. Such a person quickly advances in Krishna consciousness, whereas others who are too attached to material things find advancement very difficult. We know Bhoga, Aishvarya, Prasaktanam, Taya, Prahita, Chetasan. It's very difficult to reawake our devotional service when we are too much attracted to the illusion. So Prabhupada explained that when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was asked about a devotee, a characteristic of a devotee, he first said Asat Sangataga, Tyaga. Tyaga. Tyaga means renunciation or abandoning all the Sangha, which is Jana Sangha, abandoning all but association who is not a materialistic association, in other words. So this is the first business of a Vaishnava. This is difficult to grasp. The first business of a Vaishnava is to satsanga, which means giving up association of non-devotees. So then we have to consider many things. What does it mean, attachment? What is association, sangha? Before we become detached, we have to find out what is attachment, what is detachment, and how to discriminate materialistic or spiritual association. Prabhupada explained a definition he gives in the purport of a verse which explained the six, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, the six symptoms of surrender. Anukulyasya sankalpa pratikulyasya varjanam, that the first two symptoms of surrender is to accept everything that it will help us to grow in Krishna consciousness and reject everything that will prevent us to develop Krishna consciousness. And Prabhupada explains that rejecting things that are unfavorable for devotional service is called renunciation. We can say detachment also. So how we discriminate between material, spiritual association, devotees, non-devotees? Attachment to material life is natural for the conditioned soul. And here Prahlad Maharaj is pointing the main attachments we have. What is attachment? I am asking, what is your understanding? Sometimes when we have some philosophical words or phrases, and when we start asking, sometimes devotees have different understanding of those, like for example, false ego, mental platform, material attachment, detachment. I just want to hear a few in short. Things that I think, okay, for my own satisfaction. Okay, another more. So, yeah, but that doesn't give us a definition. What is your understanding of attachment? Matthew. Distraction, anything that take from distraction for Krishna. Okay, that gives more hints. The results of those attachments and hankering and lamentation. Yes. Yeah, that last definition increases suffering, our attachments. So attachment in this context to anyone that will bring suffering, basically, is called material. Who will bring distress and who will bring more forgetfulness of Krishna. A bhakta is in between karmi and jnani. Karmi is too much attached, bhoga isvarya, to enjoy an opulence. That's karmi. And he does pious activities in order to get that. And Agyani is totally detached. He's rejecting this material world, family members, everyone. He just wants to be by himself, developing his studies about the Lord. So on one side we have an extreme attachment and extreme detachment from things or objects, persons whose contact with them may bring us suffering, more hankerings, feed our material world, hankering for, like Klem Prabhu was saying, for our developing more unnecessary needs in that association. So karmis, they want enjoyment, and they are never satisfied. They get their rewards, worshipping demigods, or is in this society then, by following the rules of society, working, studying, etc. And then they get results, but never is fulfilling the heart. And jnanis, they are rejecting because they went through that suffering. They have a distaste, they develop a distaste for material life. So therefore, they don't want to know anything more about material world, about even relationships, material relationships. But what happened with the Bhakta? He's in between. Krishna explained that a person who is too much detached or too much attached cannot achieve him in the 11th canto. You have to have some distaste for material life, but not too extreme, that he will hate. And at the same time, regarding the material life, he some little attachments. But the main qualification of it is he is attracted to Krishna. He feels attraction to the personality of Godhead. So why association with materialistic people is too bad? What are the effects of materialistic association? Jana Sangha, the Upadesamrita, is explained that by exposing oneself to materialistic association, one devotional server can be destroyed in Ashati. What is this material association? Here is related to wife, children, house, bank balance. So what does it mean? Like, if you are a wife, you will feel bad. if a devotee have a wife, he have to give it up. Or should we give up all the association with our relatives who are non-devotees, who are not attracted to Krishna? It's rhetoric, but anyway, you can say. We'll see the results. The qualities we develop by association, by having relationship, we develop the qualities of the people we associate. So, Lord Chaitanya, when he's giving his teachings to Bhagoswami, he explained that due to bad association, the living entity desires material happiness, liberation or merging into the impersonal aspect of the Lord or engaged in mystic yoga. If such person actually becomes intelligent, he takes to Krishna consciousness by engaging himself in intense devotional service to Lord Krishna. So the result of material association is bhakti. We want more material enjoyment. We want to enjoy separate from Krishna. Then we are attracted to a different path, like yoga or impersonalism. But that's very common. When we are weak in Krishna consciousness, we always start feeling attraction for others. Other processes look more attractive. like we may not say mystic powers, but something we want some power. Or we want some the isolation and peace of the impersonalist, the enjoyments of the materialistic person. And this is because of association. Like, association can take many forms. It can be a people, it can be readings coming from different minds. There are some, we are surrounded by association. Wherever we look, we are the Visaya. We desire, we're contemplating the object of the senses, dayate, meditating of them. So there are so many things to associate through our ears, through our eyes, through our touch. And all these impressions that we have will create different symptoms when we see a spiritual association. The result is vanquish of material desires. When we see a devotee, what do we think? When we see a devotee, when we see someone who is a materialistic person, what we feel also? Like think for 1 minute in the most materialistic person you know, who is really mastering enjoyment. Things give you 10 seconds. Who is a friend of you, maybe, used to be. Meditate just for a while in a materialistic person you know, maybe some friend, someone who is very into that mood. Hedonism, like that. Okay. And now meditate in a devotee who you admire and who inspire you in your spiritual life. Okay. So probably you feel you have different feelings when you think in a materialistic person and when you think in a pure devotee. It produces different hankerings in the heart. So when one sees a devotee, for instance, one immediately say Hare Krishna or Bancha Kalpata Rivascha. It provokes different, it's like a trigger that immediately provoke us to chant. The difference. Yeah, spiritual and material. Yes. Good example. So the results of the association are obvious. We can have direct experience of the how we feel when we associate with someone, etc. And then we can distinguish, we can make some discrimination. But family members is the main attachment we have when we are born. Like, this attachment comes without any efforts. This is affection, actually. We can see attachment is affection because we can have affection for the Lord or affection for anyone else. Also. So attachment also is affection. Every day is dying people, many people are suffering, but do we feel really affection for those people? At least you're a pure devotee, you may not feel. So there are two ways to feel affection. If you're a materialistic person, you only will feel affection for your family members and people who help you to progress in life. But very rare that if your heart is not clean, there is not much chances that you can feel compassion for other living entities or affection. And if you feel something, there is some motivation for that. Maybe you want some fame or other things. But mainly affection, we don't have to be trained to feel that affection, that attachment, because these family members, they help us from the very beginning. So it's natural to feel that affection. But it's not very common to feel affection for others. Like we read newspapers, like for example, not only family member, but also our country. We feel affection for our country and attachment. Like yesterday, I found out that in the city I was born, there was a huge problem. Like there are people, the police they stopped working because they didn't receive payments. So people start stealing everywhere. Like it's a disaster. People are not sleeping at night because they are protecting themselves from thieves, etc. So it's very hard. And I was feeling some, it was resonating with me because I was born there. And I know people that I care. But every day there are many other disasters all over the world. And I'm not very much attached. Not even inclined to speak like now, even bringing the point in the class. And that's because I was born in that place. So that therefore I feel there is some affection. So in that way we can distinguish what is material affection. It is related with the body, with the ABC of the spiritual life, to understand that we are not the body. And Prabhupada said that may seem simple, but it's actually to realize that is difficult. We're trying to realize at least our knowledge of our attachments. And Prahlad Maharaj is pointing them specifically. This will be the main attachment, the people you are very close. You will feel affection for them. And Prabhupada explained that in the teachings of Queen Kunti, a living being, whoever he may be, must have this feeling of affection for others, because this is a symptom of life. So at least you are you are a robot. You don't have any feelings. Some people, they don't have any affection for family members, but they are not devotees. Sometimes they kill their family members. Or they don't care. They just leave their house when they are young. They are very detached. But are they devotees? No. There are many people who give up family life and are not devotees. There are many people who give up his wife. giving up the association of my wife, and I'm taking another wife. Or I'm not taking anyone, I'm frustrated. But that is not a symptom of devotion to God. And I don't think it's also the following instruction of Prahlad Maharaj. So we really have many materialistic people are, the more materialistic or or sinful, we can say, the more pious, materialistic pious people feel affection for family members. But those materialistic who are in the path of Vikarma, who don't follow the scriptures, sometimes they don't even feel anything for people, but they transfer their affection for other things. Cats and dogs, Prabhupada explained. Maybe a murderer, he doesn't feel affection for anyone, but he may have a dog, someone, or some disciple. And they feel affection. Or there are men who are helping him to kill others. But affection is always there. It manifests in different ways. And detachment is always there from different people. So being detached from family life doesn't mean you are a devotee or you are a transcendentalist at all. Because Prahlad Maharaj is talking about other things. It's transferring attachments. Transferring attachment. And to only one type of person, which means devotees. So Prabhupada explains, the symptom of life such as desire, anger, hankerings, and feelings of attraction cannot be annihilated. Only the objective has to be changed. Desire cannot be negated, but in devotional service, the desire is changed only for the service of the Lord in place of desires for sense gratification. So that this is the understanding of the Bhakta. Our process is not detachment, it's attachment to the Lord. It's transferring our attachment to the Lord as a result of being attached to the Lord. You show affection to everyone in the most purest stage of devotional service. So it's not, this detachment is not a lack of affection. It's not a fault in the devotee. The detachment means that he's more, like Queen Kunti prays that as the Ganges forever flows to the sea without hindrance, without any obstacle, let my attraction be constantly drawn unto you. So these other affection that a devotee may have are not a hindrance in his mind that is flowing directly to the Lord, like the Ganges River is going to the ocean. So we see that Srila Prabhupada or the great devotees, they love everyone. Why? Because they love Krishna and people are attracted to them. They move thousands of people because they feel attraction. And the devotee is concerned, feels compassion, affection for everyone. What to speak of family members, even. But he's not making that distinction. He's grateful to everyone. But a materialistic person never will have these feelings. And all he's not thinking of the Lord, so all his thoughts is going toward him, how to become great, how to become, etc. And his affections that are a hindrance to himself, to say, like Kamsa, for example. Kamsa feels affection to Devaki. Devaki is her sister. Krishna also feels affection by Subhadra, by her sister. Arjuna feels affection for his brothers. So affection is everywhere. What's the difference? The Queen Kunti, when she's praying to the Lord to cut all his attachment, she's explaining that my attachment shouldn't be a hindrance in my devotion to the Lord. So the Pandavas actually being attached to Arjuna, he's a pure devotee, it will help her. But Kamsa, for example, he was attached to Devaki, but when he realized that affection she was healing for her will be the cause of his death, because he understood that Devaki will give birth to Krishna, and then Krishna will kill him. Immediately he wanted to kill Devaki. He wanted to cut his attachment, because those attachments are a hindrance for his sense gratification. So I don't want my wife, I don't want that, because they are not giving me pleasure. Therefore, I give them up. But a devotee, he gives up attachments who are not giving pleasure to Krishna, who are an obstacle. This association is creating me an obstacle too. It's not allowing me to pray, to engage my time in Krishna service. This is not a good. It's not good for me to be surrounded by these people. It's a different. It's not. The question is to please the Lord and to be more attached to the Lord. So either materialistic devotees, they become detached, they become attached. The thing is, how do we transfer those attachments to the Lord or to ourselves? All the attachments of a pure devotee are related to Krishna. They love the devotees. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj is explaining that there's a nice prayer also in the same mood of Prahlad Maharaj here. It's from Kapila Dev, 325-20. Every learned man knows very well that attachment for material is the greatest entanglement of the spiritual soul, because it's bringing us out forgetfulness of Krishna. But that same attachment, when applied to the self-realized devotees, opens the door of liberation. Because these devotees are very dear to Krishna. And all the attachments of the devotees are related to Krishna. They are attached to even material objects. They are attached. Like the devotees, they worship. If you go to LA, there is a museum. And they worship a coat. Not a coat. They worship a pen. A pen. You can imagine, no? Devotees worshiping, being attracted and very and protecting a pen. Just a pen like this. I saw in LA, they have that pen in a frame with glass, well protected. Then I wanted to touch the cotton. He said, no, don't touch it because it will spoil. And they have also protected. Then they have a bed. And nobody can sit in that bed and touch it because they think it's very important. The bed there, you cannot sit in the bed, sleep in the bed. It's like a worship in a material object. They are very attached to those objects. They don't want nobody to touch them. You can see them, but be very careful. They pay money to maintain those material objects. So, but why? Whether are spending so much energy in worshiping these material objects, because they were used by Srila Prabhupada. These are all remnants of Srila Prabhupada, related to a pure devotee of Krishna. So therefore they take care of the pen of Prabhupada, the coat of Prabhupada, the bed where Prabhupada used to sleep, and everything. So they are very attached. Don't touch this. They will really feel bad if someone enters there and make a mess, or if there is a fire there. Because they are attached to things that are related to the Lord. And so attachment, detachment is not our process. Our process is transferring the affection, the natural affection of the soul that has been perverted in the material life, again toward the Lord, and as a result, the affection will flow to every living entity who is related to Krishna when we achieve the perfection. Materialistic person, again, they become detached of wife, children, etc., because they are an obstacle to their sense gratification. they become detached to objects because there become also an obstacle to their sense gratification. In the same way, they become attached to phone or whatever. So our Lama Maharaj is warning us that we are born with attachments. And these natural attachments are coming in those who are close to us because they give us pleasure. And we just have to transfer those attachments, which doesn't mean that we will lack in affection to others. Just to finish, there was a writer, I think Lewis, his name. He wrote a book that in Spanish is called Letters to the, from the from Satan to his nephew. And it's a demon who is trying to bring back to him all people who are trying to become a devotee. And the first things he does, he teaches to his nephew, is that if his nephew said, you know what I'm trying to do to allure people from God? I'm giving them different literatures that will distract them from God. And this is, and I'm telling them, this is not true. What you're reading is not true. And the demon said, that's foolishness. You won't be successful like that. What you have to do is to take that feeling that he has, that he's having an internal change. So what does it mean? That he's thinking that he's having a conversion, so make him very absorbed in that inner life, in such a way that he will forget the basic things of normal behavior, etc. Even he will detest that, and he will pray for his relatives only in a spiritual sense. Ask him, his mother has arthritis, so you have to make him pray for her soul only, not for the arthritis. He should create, understand that everyone is a soul and pray for them and forget all other needs that people have. And you will make him to detest the character of his mother. All his things that he knew from, that he doesn't like and he know her, he will become very, another word, but dislike. He will dislike all the things. In such a way that he will pray for his mother, and after one meeting he will want to kill her when she interacts with her. It's difficult to explain. I have the words. But the main thing is that Maya utilizes our so-called spiritual life. So this person was trying to become detached from, for example, from his mother, but in an immature way. So the Satan in this context was trying to utilize all these things. So immature attachment is not recommended. Immature detachment in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna rejects that totally when he speaks to Arjuna. They become, because this is our process, the jnana, renunciation like that, is attachment to the Lord, and it will come gradually. Because otherwise the result is that we become impersonal and finally detach also from the Lord, because you cannot stop this symptom of life, which means feelings and affection, so they have to be placed somewhere. So the art of the devotee is being guided by the spiritual master. He's developing affection for devotees and for Krishna. But no, he doesn't work in really, at least in the context I am speaking, he doesn't work in detachment. He works in attachment. How I can engage everything for the Lord. How can I transfer all my desires? When there is detachment, it will be replaced for something. So it can be replaced for Maya or for Krishna. Bhakta Prabhu? Is it okay to have attachment for Krishna? That's the recommendation of the Bhagavatam. As a result, you will feel affection for your parents. The affection we have for our parents or relatives, it comes from birth and from gratefulness.
What if they're Krishna conscious?
It's not. We don't recommend to stop that affection. We recommend to somehow connect those affections to Krishna. So like you did with your mother, like you
were. Yeah, my mother used to chant a lot. We used to chant.
Yeah,
together.
You used to chant her before
come
she died.
Come to the temple together.
So you transfer all your attachment you have for your mother. You may not do that for. There are many people who are dying now. You are not going to the hospital and help them. You help your mother because you have a relationship. So that helps us. That can help you to be compassionate in a Krishna conscious way to someone else. Because with lack of love. We cannot do that with everyone, but we can do at least that with persons which we feel affection and give Krishna consciousness.
So we can be attached to devotees.
Yes, I mean attaching a Krishna conscious way again to with Krishna in the center. You can be attached to a devotee because he always give you Mahaprasad. Well, that which is nice, but. Maybe in a more in a materialistic way, he give you fame. If you associate with him and do service to him, you can become more influenced in the society, like that. But if you are attached because of Krishna, because Krishna loves him and you, then that attachment will bring as a result more Krishna conscious. So therefore, we utilize our attachment in some way to use that affection in giving Krishna consciousness. Jitendra Prabhu?
I was just thinking of a few phrases that come to mind when you're speaking. I remember hearing attachment and detachment are one and the same. Attachment to Krishna and detachment from matter are one and the same. Yukta Vyagra. I remember Prabhupada saying, everyone's servant is no one's servant. You know. Do you ever hear that one?
Yes.
Okay.
Discrimination.
Prabhupada also talks about dry renunciation. You know, you can't artificially... You know, go to one level without, you know. Then we also hear if you have a higher taste, you can give up the lower taste. So thank you for your class, Prabhu.
Yeah. Oh, thank you for sharing. Yes, that Jitendra told the higher taste, Parandrishtani Vartante, that's the key to transfer attachments. Without that, I think it may be artificial. Shri Prabhupada ki Granta Raj Srimad Bhagavatam.